Praise the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose. And I am so excited about being with you today. I know that you may have been watching the program before now, and if this is your first time to watch the program, then you just better get seated and fasten your seatbelt, because we're going to have a fantastic time today talking about the Lord in a way that you have probably never known before. And I want you to understand, when I minister the power of the Word of God, I'm ministering what He tells me in His Word, the way He tells me. So we're going to have fun right now. And the title of our program today is Run from the Fight. And honey, I know you know what that means. You know what it means to fight. But do you know what it means to run from the fight? See, people are fighting all over the world, not just in our other countries, with America being in Iraq and Iran and wherever, Pakistan, wherever we are. It's not just those fights that are happening. It's fighting everywhere, fighting in homes, fighting amongst families, fighting amongst husbands and wives, fighting amongst children, fighting amongst school teachers and principals and school children. Fighting is everywhere. And God tells us what to think about that. He tells us to run from the fight. And I'm going to back up what I say to you with Scripture. Let's get into Exodus right now. Exodus 14, verse 13 and 14. And you can write the Scriptures down from the bottom of the program, or you can call me at the ministry and ask me what they are afterward and let me pray with you, because this is going to be Scriptures and Word today from God that will change your life. I want your life changed. Even if you have a good life, I want your life changed, because God wants to be there first. And He wants you to do things the way He wants them done. Because when we do things the way God wants them done, then they're going to be right. They're going to come out right. And everybody's going to make it the way He wants, in a blessed, hopeful, best life there is. God wants us to enjoy our life. So let's start out right in the beginning at Exodus, and find out what God was telling Moses to tell the people. They'd been coming out of Egypt, and they were having all kinds of problems. And Moses told the people, "Fear not. Stand still, firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you shall never see again." Let's read that again and bring it up to today. Beloved, God tells you to fear not and stand still. Whatever circumstance is happening in your life, if you're having a battle with a loved one, if you're having a temptation to fight it out with a daughter or a son or a husband or a friend or a boss, God says, fear not, stand still. Firm, confident, undismayed, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will work for you today. For the husband, the wife, the child, whoever it is, you have seen today, you shall never see again. Does that mean that you'll never see that person again because they're wanting to fight with you? That means that you won't see them in the way you've seen them. You won't see them in the same atmosphere. And the Lord will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. There's the key right there, beloved, in verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. Let's pray very quickly over this. Father, thank you right now that your word is powerful and that your word is the truth. And today you're setting people free, Father God. I expect you today and require you today to set free every soul that's watching this program from an attitude and an atmosphere of fighting in their life, of having strife and turmoil and confusion. And I thank you, Father God, right now that we can take command over these situations and these areas, and we can bring deliverance into the lives of those watching. Father, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you're God Almighty and nothing's too big for you, in the name of Jesus. Then Moses told them, he said, "Remain. You shall hold your ground and your peace and remain at rest. And then the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the people to go forward. See, when you're fighting, you can't go forward. When you're in a position of stress and strife and turmoil, you can't go forward. You are standing and you're positioning yourself to duke it out where you are. And God has plans for you, beloved. He wants you to go forward. He wants you to enjoy your life. He wants you to rise up above all the cow piles, I call it on my farm, that you could step into as you go into the cow field. He wants you to rise up and go into the field of His glory, the field that has beautiful wildflowers blowing in the wind. He wants you to go into the field of contentment and rest where He's standing. He's standing in that field with His arms open. Just close your eyes right now and visualize the Lord in that field, just coming toward you with His arms outreached and His hands open, and He's coming toward you to bring you into His rest and into His peace. Never, never let anything so disturb you that it robs you of your peace, of your joy, that it robs you to the point that you don't know how to rest in the Lord or rest in the day or sleep at night, or you know how to have and enjoy your life, honey. Just stand with the Lord and let Him take care of it. He's going to fight for you. 2 Chronicles 20 gives us a perfect example of how God fights for us. Let's turn over to 2 Chronicles 20 and look at verse 17 real quick. I've spoken of this before, and I love this scripture so much because Jehoshaphat was a real warrior. He had an army, and he was ready to go into battle at all times. And this day he was ready to go into a battle, and he realized, he called upon the Lord, and he said, this army that's coming against us is great. And my God, how are we going to do it? How are we going to win this battle? It's so big. And this army is so greater than we are. This army has more people than we do. And he cried out to the Lord. And God said to him, Jehoshaphat, you do not need to fight in this battle. Take your position. Stand still and see the deliverance of the Lord. Who is with you? Who is with you? Who is with you? Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you. Now, he's telling them to go. He's telling him to go out against them. But what did he tell him to do? He told him to get his army together and begin to bow his face and start praising him. Get his army together and start singing praises to him. Are you in a fight today? Are you willing to stop and not fight and praise the Lord? That's the question. Then the Lord said in verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground and fell down before the Lord and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, worshiping God. And then it goes on and says, and he told the people, believe and remain steadfast, and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers to sing and sing to the Lord and praise him in their holy, priestly garments as they went out before the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and loving kindness endure forever. And they began to sing and to praise the Lord. And the Lord set ambushments against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, and they were self-slaughtered. Beloved, you don't need to be in the fight. There is no fight to have when it comes to God. The only fight God asks us to stay in is the fight of good faith. And there is a perfect example of Jehoshaphat standing in faith, believing, trusting God, that if he will just stand firm, if he will just stand and praise God and trust him, God will fight the battle for him. I cannot tell you how excited I am about this message and the deliverance it's going to bring to you and the opportunity that I'm going to have to minister to you on the phone and by mail when you call me. I want you to call me. And let's pray and praise the Lord together. Any fight that you're in, and let's watch God fight that battle. Let's watch Him set up the ambushments against the enemy. Let's watch Him bring victory into the battle for you. I love you. I'm here for you. That's why I come on this program. I'm Rose, and I'm going to be back in just a minute. Stay with me. You're going to see a little offer for two great books to order. Write down the numbers, call me, and we'll talk about that in a minute too. But in the meantime, I'll be back, and I'm Rose. I love you so much.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You.
Praise the Lord. We were just talking before we took a little break there to talk about our books, and I want you to really pay attention to keep it simple. I'm teaching from one of the teachings in this book, and it's powerful. I want you to call the ministry and order this book, Keep It Simple. And then on the screen there, you may have noticed another little book called this one's 30 Days, the Champion in You. So I want you to order that book. That's 30 days of teaching, 30 days of prayer, 30 days of scripture. And I guarantee you, you order these books and you pray the scriptures in them. You speak them out loud over your life the way God wants you to speak them. And you stand in the Word of God for 30 days and your life will change. Whatever's going on in your life will change. For the better, not for the worse, for the better. So get your Keep It Simple. I'm teaching from this book today in a little teaching in here called Run from the Fight. Powerful, wonderful, powerful teaching. We were talking about Jehoshaphat standing strong and praising God instead of fighting. And God told him, He said, you praise me. And then He set ambushments. The Lord set ambushments. He set up things to come against the enemy that was going to battle Jehoshaphat. And it says on in 2 Chronicles, I'm not going to read it because it's on down through that 2 Chronicles 20. You can get it out and look at it later. But it says the enemy became confused and they feared within their own camp. And they began to fight each other and they killed each other off, and the ones that didn't kill off went away. And then Jehoshaphat went into the enemy camp, and the spoils of the goods there they had just run off and left or died from was so great, it took 3 days for Jehoshaphat to carry those things away. See, God has a plan. When He says don't fight, when He says to stay in peace, when He says to love and not hate, when He says to have joy and not despair, He has a plan. God has a plan for you. And that plan is to bring you into a good life. That plan is to fight your battles for you. That plan is to give you His hope and His glory and His goodness on this earth right now for you to enjoy your life, to be a blessing to yourself, for yourself, for Him to bless you, and for you to be a blessing to somebody. So let's keep looking at what God had to say about fighting in here. Let's look at Ephesians 6, 10, and 12. And we'll understand here why God is telling us not to fight, because He knows why we shouldn't be fighting. And there's many, many reasons, but we're going to talk about one of them here right quick. Ephesians 6, 10, 12. Ephesians 6, 10 says, in conclusion, it says, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. that strength which his boundless might provides. Give up threatening and using violent and abusive words, knowing that he who is both their master and yours in heaven, he is no respecter of persons. God doesn't want you to badmouth people. He doesn't want you to bad talk yourself. Oh, I hear it all the time. People call in, they're bad mouthing somebody else, they're bad talking themselves. I just don't know how I'm going to make it through life. I have this problem, I have that problem. I'm not good enough. I'll never make it. I don't have enough education. I don't have enough money. On and on and on. Bad mouthing something or somebody. Beloved, God has a reason He doesn't want you to do that. And what you've got to understand is you're not fighting flesh and blood. Let's look right here in verse 11. God tells us to put on His whole armor, the armor of a heavy-armed soldier, which He supplies that you may be able to successfully stand up against all the strategies and deceits of the devil. See, we have an enemy. We have a Satan on this earth, and he's out to steal, kill, and destroy your life, the lives of your children, your daughters, your sons, your grown family, your grandchildren, whoever it is, whatever it is, your work, your career, your business, your finances. He's out to destroy all of that. But he tells us here, God tells us right here why he does not want us to fight. Right here is the reason. He says, for we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents. But we wrestle against despotisms. Despotisms. That's powers and master spirits. Despotisms are master spirits. We wrestle against these master powers and spirits who are in the world as rulers of darkness. Rulers of darkness, beloved. God doesn't want you to fight because He doesn't want you in the dark. And that's where evil is. Evil's in the dark. And you've got to know, when you walk through your house at night, if you live in a house like mine on a farm, at night, dark is black. If there's no lights on and it's a cloud cover and there's no moonlight out, it is so black you can't see your hand in front of your face sometimes. That is darkness of evil. That's the kind of darkness God's talking about. And He says that these spirits are forces of wickedness, and they're in the supernatural sphere. See, you get to looking at who's coming against you. You get to looking at circumstances that are standing up trying to come against you. Circumstances that come against your heart, come against your mind, that come against your idea of what you thought ought to be. You get into this thinking about that, and then you enter into that supernatural place where spirits of wickedness, evil things begin to tell you, this person doesn't love you. This person's going to cheat you. This person doesn't not only love you, they hate you. This person is mean. This person is going to trick you, or this person is not good for you in your life. Beloved, go before the Lord. Start praising Him. Start thanking Him. I've seen it happen so many times. People who are in battles, they stay in those battles so long, and they fight it out. They start out fighting as a kid in their life. They fight with their parents. They fight with their mom and dad. They fight with their brother and sister. And the parents let that go on. And then they fight with other family members. And then they get grown and they start fighting with grown people and teachers. And fighting goes on and on. And it goes on in the heart. It goes on in the mind. It's called struggle. It's called torment. It's called fear. It's called doubt and worry. Are you fighting with worry today? Are you fighting with torment today? Are you fighting with something that's been on your heart you've not known the answer to and you've been struggling with it? Maybe a relationship in your life that you've had problems with. Maybe it's drugs or alcohol. Whatever it is, don't fight the fight. Let God fight the fight for you. And that doesn't mean you're not supposed to do something about it. But that means that you're supposed to come before Him and praise Him. I've seen people come out of fights and the combat's over. They've come through a big debt situation, or they've come through a big family battle, or they've come through a big disease diagnosis, and they've made it through. And now all of a sudden they've been fighting for so long that they continue to fight in their heart. They continue to fight in their mind. They continue to fight even though the battle is over. See, the enemy wants you to fight, because as long as he keeps you fighting him, then he's got you. He's got you battling him. He's got you battling a circumstance, but really, you're coming against yourself. Let's stop the fight today. Let's look at the Egyptians and the Israelites again. The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for years, and they had wanted free, and they'd wanted out of that situation, the slavery that they were in. They wanted out from under Pharaoh, and God had told them they were going to be set free, and He was sending somebody to bring them and take them out of captivity. And they were so excited and thankful when Moses appeared on the scene and let them know that he was the one coming from God to set them free. And then they decided they would leave, and Pharaoh finally bowed a little bit, and they took off, and they took the goods from Egypt. People in Egypt told them, said, just take whatever you want and get out of here. You're causing more problems than we want. And then they went out of Egypt, and they were set free, and they continued to grumble and fight all through their walk and time in the wilderness. That trip from Egypt to the promised land was 11 days. That's all it would have taken if they had gone out of Egypt praising God. 11 days. 11 days, beloved. I know you've heard this ministered before, but just give this a deep thought for a minute. They were set free from bondage, from fighting. They didn't have to battle. And yet they took a trip that would have been only 11 days, and they turned it into 40 years. 40 years. I know somebody's watching today, and God wants to take you into your promised land. What is your promised land? It's the place where you rest. It's a place where you have everything you need met. It's the place where you know who God is. It's a place where you know who you are in Him. That's your promised land. It's a place where all your financial needs are met. It's a place where you honor God with your finances. It's a place where you honor God with your heart and your mind. And God wants to take you there. But you've been battling for 40 years. Maybe it's 30 years. Maybe it's 20 years. Maybe it's 10 years. Maybe it's only 9 months. Maybe it's a year. But the battle's over, beloved. It's already been won by the Lord. And you've got to lay down slavery mentality. You've got to lay down the idea that you have to keep fighting. You've got to stop listening to the enemy, who is a wicked force in a supernatural realm. You have got to understand that fear is going to keep you from the promised land of goodness. Fear of what? Fear that you can't trust the person or the persons that you've been fighting. Fear that you can't love them. Fear that they don't love you. Fear that maybe the love you have is not good enough. Fear that the love they have is not good enough. Maybe you're afraid today that you can't worship the Lord the way He wants you to. Maybe you don't know. You're just sitting there and you're saying, I don't know what God wants for me. Well, I'm going to tell you today that God has your freedom all planned out. And He's already decided, beloved, that He wants you free. He wants you free from fighting. He wants you free from despair. He wants you free from disgust, from doubt, from worry. He wants you free. And I want you to pray with me today. I want you to pray with me today the way that God shows me to pray. Father God, thank You today. Thank You today, Lord God, that You help me stand still. Thank you that you help me stand still from the fight. Thank you, Lord, that I see your goodness. I see your promised land. I recognize the enemy's attempt, his temptation to keep me bound in slavery to fighting. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that today you will help me. You will help me not fight. You will help me stand strong, Lord. You will help me. Amen in the name of Jesus. Beloved, God loves you so much. He loves you beyond all that you can ask or think. He loves you enough to want you to have a life of joy. He loves you enough to go to any length to bring you into his goodness. That's what he did when he brought Jesus to the cross. That's what he did when his only son came and gave his life for you. That's what he did, was bring you to his goodness. He'll go at any length. He'll go into the very pits of hell with you if that's where you go, to take you out of there and stop you, if you'll agree with him. Agree with him today. Call me at the ministry. Let me pray with you. Let me have a powerful time of prayer with you. I know I'll have a word from the Lord that you'll never expect. Another word of the Lord that'll set you freer than you've ever dreamed. And I want you to learn how to sow that word. Sow that word into the kingdom. Sow that word into your heart. Sow it into your mind. Sow it into the lives of the people that you love, even though they don't understand. I want you to call me. Call me and let me pray with you. Call me and ask for me. Call at my office and just say, Rose said to call, and I want to talk to her. And if the lines are busy or they're tied up or the machines are on or the service is on, just leave your name and let me know how to call you back. I love you so much. Order your books. I'll be here the next time you call, next time you come. This is Rose. I'm Rose, and this is Clear Vision. I love you so much.
Love says, keep it simple. This timely teaching by Rose will keep you loving and being blessed at all times. You'll learn how to never quit, surrender to love, take and make time, treasure time, and become a blessed spiritual athlete. Are you ready to live blessed beyond your dreams? Are you ready to be God's great blessing? Learn how to keep it simple. Order your book today and walk in divine health, increase your finances, and increase your joy and blessings. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, the Champion in You.